But there was a, that's a very interesting point that, you know, that one, that Liverpool was helping out the Irish, the...
Oh, yeah, well, they were common directors, you see.
Yes.
And they were all, well, they were all, if you like, extended family, in a way, between other Jacobs and people married into the Jacob family and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it was quite a good cooperative.
And having the two branches together, it would have expanded the business. Would have
well,
been,
yeah, well,
would have
Liverpool took over the export business. You see, and that was very valuable to them, but a big loss to Ireland. I think Dad was always adamant about that.
That they because they took
they had
over,
to hand it over. They just had to give it away.
But why did they give it away?
Because they couldn't make the stuff here. Because they couldn't get the supplies.
And this goes back to De Valera's?
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's what I've heard said.
Yeah.
He wasn't the greatest economist, De Valera.
Right.
And I'm quoting somebody else there, I think.
Okay.
It was recently said, I think, in some history or other, wasn't it?
Hmm.
You can't comment, I suppose.
But then you're talking...
We lived in the same road as De Valera, Cross Avenue.
Yeah.
But we didn't meet him.
Did you not?
My father taught him how to use a stirrup pump before he went over, because he was working in the ARP, Air Raid Defence. He volunteered for that, and he was in Dev's place teaching all the people how to use a stirrup pump to put a fire out on the house if it was bombed. I was quite pleased about that one.
So your father, in that case, had meetings with De Valera.
I don't know. I think it was only a brief thing. It wasn't very efficient. It was may have been just his staff. It was certainly in the house, at the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit of an aside, but anyway.
It's fascinating that you know there would be that kind, because your father was. I suppose he was angry in a way that it must have been very frustrating.
Yeah,
he
was frustrated by that, I think.
Yeah. Did the business, was it the life and soul of your father? Like, did it mean a lot to
him? I think so, yes, very much so. Yeah.
Was he really excited about the new plans for to move?
Oh, he was very committed to that, very, very committed to it. Well, it was his baby, really.
Yeah.
And the team around him. I mean, there was a lot of the engineering department that he worked with, and he liked working on it.
And they were looking into the future, and they were looking at the bigger and better.
Yes, that's right. And we were trying to rebuild the export business as well. Rebuild the American business, especially. Because I think when ABM and Irish Biscuits, they sort of split up a bit, so they were almost competing in a friendly, in an honourable way, I think, but they were effectively competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Or separate entities, anyway. There were still common directors, but that didn't last that long.
The move then from Bishop Street out to Tallow, did that run smoothly? What do you remember?
I can't remember. I remember the open plan office. I didn't like the open plan office we worked in because it was too much noise. You could hear everything. I suppose people couldn't lock themselves in their office and nobody knows what they were doing if they were doing anything. In the old Bishop Street, you could have the door shut and you wouldn't. Never know what you were at.
Did you like Bishop Street?
I liked the shop floor people, yes, very much.
But did you like the whole structure in the building and the place itself?
It was all right.
I
didn't dislike it.
It had character.
Yes,
I'm sure.
So. Well, I remember seeing it when I was very young, so it was sort of, I didn't expect anything different.
Yeah,
growing up. It was known as the factory. Dad's at the factory when he came back from the war.
But it's really one of the old old time places, you know, old floorboards on the ground, the lofty ceilings. Do you remember those?
No, not really.
Yeah.
No.
How would you describe it?
Well, it was just a factory. It was a biscuit factory, that's all. But on many levels.
Yeah. But it had been there since the middle of the century.
That's right. Before it had a far as well, I think.
Yeah.
It was sort of... I suppose it was a bit... But the reason for moving, of course, was to get everything on a level. There was plenty of space. Because really, it was a five-story building, the factory. So it had its obviously logistical problems. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't really... It went up for granted more than anything else.
And that move was in the 1970s, and...
Yeah, that's right.
And what
happened? Well, I left in 73, and it had been open for a good 3 years, I think 2.5, 3 years by then.
What happened to Bishop Street?
Well, it eventually closed. I think that was after I left. It was closed down and sold. I don't know how they... I don't know, really. I was gone by then.